T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. All right, every single Thursday at this time, we talk some fantasy football, getting you ready for the upcoming week. The Hammer and Ritchie both come in at 2-0, and number one and number two in our fantasy football league so far. Just obliterating the competition thus far.
Why'd you say the Hammer first?
I said me first because I'm first. I mean, you're first in the standings, but I'm talking. I'm the one talking right now. So yes, John is in first place. I am in second place. We're both undefeated, but a lot of people need a lot of help out there, like James Seltzer. And for
I won last week. I won.
1-1 and not looking great. And for more help for everyone, Paul Charch, and of course from GuillotineLeagues.com, joins us every week at this time. How you been, Paul?
I've been great, and I'll defend James this way. In our Guillotine League, which starts with 18 teams, he's the highest scoring out of all 18 teams so far.
Wow, how about
that? He is crushing this format.
Very nice.
Paul's sponsored by Park Sportsbook app. New customers get a free $50 sports bet. No deposit required. ParksCasino.com/PA. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Paul, let's start where we start, you know, really every single week, looking ahead to the Thursday night game. In this case, we've got a game with Houston and Carolina.
Guy, I'm talking to the guys right now that are listening. And I know your audience has got, you know, it's got everybody. But, guys, this is the week when you tell the wife, man, I really want to watch this game, but I think we're due to spend some time together, honey. Let's, you know, this game means a lot. I got all kinds of stuff, fantasy stuff, but you know, let's spend some time. And she doesn't need to know that it's Carolina at Houston. That doesn't need to be part of the equation with about one interesting fantasy play in the whole thing. Christian McCaffrey is an obvious fantasy play. There are some sneaky other Panthers you could go with if you're in a pinch. Sam Darnold is my 17th ranked quarterback. Houston's secondary is hot garbage. And statistically they look okay because they faced Trevor Lawrence in his first start, and then the Browns just ran the whole game last week. We know it's bad. DJ Moore sitting on a good game against Vernon Hargraves III, who has already given up 20 touchdowns in 3 years in the NFL. And you could throw a dart at Robbie Anderson, who ranks number one in average targeted air yards at 21 yards is the average targeted air yards on bombs away to Robbie Anderson. Maybe he connects on one in this game.
So what about Houston? You got a Stanford product, Davis Mills, in his first NFL start. Does that mean that you shouldn't start Texan wide receivers?
Yeah, or any other Texan, really. And, you know, for Davis Mills, the plan was, because he only had like 16 starts, I think, in college. So the plan was hopefully you don't have to start him all year, but then the quarterback position got completely blown up in Houston, and you know now here he is, and doesn't even have the advantage of being like the surprise first start that many rookies get, where the defense doesn't know your tendencies and stuff because he put a bunch of snaps on tape last week, so they know what's coming. And the only guy that you can really give much consideration to is Brandon Cooks, who, to his credit, throughout his career, and he's been traded like 19 times, he always finds. You know, he finds his way to good box scores almost every game. So he's the only guy to consider. Nobody else, and especially not the three-headed running backs against a great run defense.
Hey, Paul, Jalen Hurts has obviously had some success in fantasy out of the gate. Now Justin Fields gets his shot this week. you start him? You don't start him? I mean, run capabilities. What do you do here if you own Justin Fields?
For Justin Fields, I think you do start him, but we have to show a fair amount of caution here. This is not as straightforward as I think it might feel to a lot of people. The Browns defense dramatically improved over versions that we had seen in recent years. You look at the secondary that now has free agent Troy Hill at cornerback, Denzel Ward back from injury, first round pick. Greg Newsome is one of the highest scoring defensive rookies so far by Pro Football Focus through two games. And then Miles Garrett's already racked up 8 pressures. I mean, the passing part of this thing is a total wild card for Fields, and I don't love it. But if they're at all smart, they're going to treat this game a lot like your team does with its quarterback position and just do what he does best and, you know, let your quarterback run. And, I want to believe the Bears will take a page from what you guys are doing, what Greg Roman does, and use some design running plays for Fields. And that makes him quasi-startable. He's my number 19 ranked quarterback this week.
So another quarterback who's having so much success early. Derek Carr actually leads the NFL in passing yards. No one seems to buy into Derek Carr. Mm-hmm. Is this for real for fantasy?
Yeah, I kind of think it is. I mean, Vegas has got the perfect recipe, John, for passing yards. You've got a dubious defense that creates negative game scripts all the time, an unreliable running game, a pretty good quarterback in Derek Carr, and some emerging receivers and an elite tight end. You know, you put all that together and leading the NFL in pass attempts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that helps too. Yeah. Amazing tight end. It's like 6 deep in the receiving core and they're all kind of good, but are any of them good enough that you want to like put your stamp of approval on them for your fantasy team?
Not every week, no, but, you know, we're seeing Henry Ruggs start to put it all together and putting together bigger box scores than, you know, last year he was like 2 targets, 1 catch, 11 yards. You know, yeah. Now he's almost an every play starter. Bryan Edwards, also in his second year, is almost an every play starter as well. And those guys it's starting to come together for those young guys. Hey. So, yeah.
Paul, 2 teams that love to run the ball, but they've had a lot of injuries already, Baltimore and San Francisco. What do you do with the various running backs of these teams, and who do you trust to start?
Well, okay, San Francisco is still totally up in the air because of all the injuries that they've got right now. Yep. They really don't have a healthy starting running back. So we think right now Trey Sermon's going to work his way through concussion protocol and be the starter for the first time in his career. Remember, he was deactive. He was a healthy scratch in week 1. He may be the first man up where he was the 4th man up just 2 weeks ago. In Baltimore, you know, they're using about a 2/3, 1/3 split with Tyson Williams, and he's actually looked pretty good. He's averaging 6.5 yards per carry and a good matchup against a middle of the pack run defense bad run defense this week in Detroit. So I actually like Tyson Williams a lot, and Latavius Murray as a spot starter getting, you know, about 40% of the snaps. You could use him too in a pinch.
The fantasy returns on Saquon Barkley have been pretty abysmal thus far this season. But do you expect an upturn there? He does have 10 days rest this week.
Yeah, I do. And this is, you know, he's a good back. You know, what's holding him back more than anything else is a terrible offensive line. Other than his 41-yard scamper last week, he's averaging 1.8 yards per carry. That's it. But this is a get-right moment. John, you correctly identified 10 days rest off of the knee. Atlanta's the opponent, giving up the 6th most yards per carry. They've missed the 9th most tackles, and they're giving up the 9th most receiving yards to opposing backs. So the setup there is good. And when I look back at some of the other running backs who started their season off an ACL injury, week 3 is when it kind of comes all together. Mm-hmm. As one example, Adrian Peterson's miraculous 2,000-yard season, 2016, it his week 1 was 10 carries, week 12 was 12, or week 2 was 12 carries, week 3, 29 touches for Adrian Peterson in week 3. Maybe Saquon Barkley is on that kind of delta.
Hey, Paul, a lot of our listeners have Jalen Reagor or Quez Watkins on the team. We all know, you know, Jalen Hurts is going to run a pretty good amount. Do you start these guys if you have Reagor and Quez Watkins, or can you not trust them enough yet?
So for Watkins, you're going to be on a week-by-week basis. In the fantasy world, the most identifiable and predictable outcome we can give you is against slot cornerbacks. And the slot cornerback for Dallas is Jordan Lewis, and he's bad. This is, you know, we know who the slot cornerback is going to be. And so that we try to identify those. And I've got a starting grade on Quez Watkins. I don't need him to make a 91-yard play. I do believe he's got a nice opportunity here. For Rager, what I loved was that they went to a more downfield in the second game. The first game, it was all just short line, almost all short line of scrimmage stuff.
Yep.
I like that they extended his route pattern more this week. And the more I watch Hurts, tell me if you think I'm wrong. His sweet spot is the linebacker level. He throws a terrific catchable pass in the 8-10 yard range. I feel like that's where he feels really comfortable. The downfield stuff I felt like was much more hit and miss. Obviously, the Quez Watkins throw was perfect downfield.
Yeah. Yep.
But the downfield stuff to me is still a work in process. Do you see it that way?
I do. I do agree with that. And what about for owners of Clyde Edwards-Helaire? How concerned should they be? I mean, he was supposed to be a pretty big-time player last year and this year. Not as much production-wise so far. What do you do if you own him?
A year ago, I thought he was going to be great in this offense, and it just isn't coming together. Since his debut game last year, he's topped the modest rushing mark of 79 yards one time.
Wow.
He has scored four times in four different games. That's all in his career. He's averaging this year.
And incredible in NFL terms. Forget fantasy when you consider, Paul, that defenses, I'm sure, are primed to try to stop the Kansas City passing game. So it should be all the easier for him to run.
Absolutely true. It should be that much easier for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He enjoys being about the 14th most important player on the field for opposing defenses to stop. And part of the problem is he doesn't score any easy touchdowns. He doesn't get the ball inside the 5-yard line. And when he does, he doesn't score. So that's part of the problem with his scoring. And he's not even chipping in. He's not even chipping into the receiving game. And he was a good receiver in college. Over the past 14 games, Clyde Edwards-Helaire averaging 17 receiving yards a game. Now, all that said, if he can't, this is a juicy matchup against the Chargers team giving up the most total yards to running backs and 5.5 yards per carry through two games. This is your last time to start Clyde Edwards-Helaire with some confidence. If he goes dud here, we're changing his name to Clyde Edwards Despair.
Oh, no. All right. Paul, give me a sleeper this week. Who are we looking at?
Sleepers this week include, hang on, let me get to my notes. Here we go. Mac Jones, your starting quarterback for the Patriots. He goes up against a depleted Saints secondary that just got picked apart by Sam Darnold for 300 yards and two scores. They're missing Marshawn Lattimore. Their cornerbacks are a bunch of replacement grade guys. And Jones has looked good. He's completed 74% of his passes, and he just isn't filling box scores with big yard games, big touchdown games, only one touchdown so far. That all changes here against the Saints secondary. He's my favorite sleeper of the week.
Fantasy football with Paul Charchi and GuillotineLeagues.com. Paul, wonderful stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you in a week. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
You got it. Sure. There he is. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. We'll roll back with all the calls. And also Howard Eskin in the 1 o'clock hour later on as well, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.